You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 498. Thank you guys for hanging with us today. I hope you are having a fabulous week, getting a lot of practice in. Maybe if it's cold where you're at, it's warmed up this week.
Seems that way.
Certainly warmer here. Like definitely. Mid to high 50s. If you need to fly, come to New Mexico.
Yes.
Anyways, thanks for being with us, guys.
Definitely. And if you do need practice, don't forget about Drone Base, because a lot of our members call it paid practice. And I think that's a great way to look at it.
Yep.
That being said, also a big special thank you to VideoBlocks.com, which is a subscription-based video and audio library where they've got copyright-free video, they've got copyright-free audio, hundreds of thousands of clips, and for one low price, you have access to it all. So make sure to check it out, videoblocks.com/drone, where you as a listener of Ask Drone You will get 7 days to use it for free. So give it a try, definitely worth it. But also a big special thank you to our other sponsor, droneyoubook.com. We're talking about the book, Living the Drone Life. Are you sick of living the 9-to-5? Are you sick of driving the same way to work every single day? Would you like to spend more time outside? Maybe lose some weight, feel better about yourself? Well, you can do that. It's all about living the drone life, which is why we wrote the book, Living the Drone Life. So make sure to check it out on Amazon through droneyoubook.com. Anyway.
Absolutely. Check it out. It's a lot of fun to read.
Definitely. All right, Rob, let's hear what you got today.
Cool.
Hi, this is Ryan from Baltimore. I have a quick question about pricing. It seems to me that there's kind of two types or two ways of doing your pricing for real estate or for weddings or for really any type of job. One I've seen is doing it by the hour or half day or full day. And the other is doing it by the deliverables, such as 5 to 10 photos or a 1 to 3 minute edited video or, you know, anything like that. So I was wondering if you have any advice on which way is better to do it, if there's pros and cons of different ways or different industries expect different ways of pricing. I can't wait to hear it from you. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you very much, Ryan. That's a great question. It is a question that we get a fair amount. There's a lot of people out there working on building up their businesses, and this is a tough one. And one of the things is it varies from community to community, and as he alluded to, from industry to industry. But given that you do this every day and you actually have to price jobs, what do you think?
You know, normally I only tell people an hourly price just to help put it in a frame of mind for them to understand. But, you know, giving people an hourly price is really a bad thing to do. It really commoditizes your product. And I think giving people pricing and packages, like we've talked about, based on the deliverable, it's really important to focus on what is the deliverable. Who is it going out to? Is there multi-clients? Is it exclusive rights? Focus on those points. Don't focus on the hourly rate. This may actually be the fastest show ever, because if someone is looking for an hourly rate, chances are they're trying to lowball you. So I've had that issue with producers before, and they're like, hey, we only need you for an hour or two. And they know in the movie industry, it's either a half day or it's a full day. And most chances it's a full day. You're right there longer than 3.5 hours, it's a full day. So that being said, if someone is trying to get your hourly price, chances are they're trying to undercut you. Chances are they're high maintenance, low profit, and chances are you don't want to work with them.
Well, and I haven't heard you refer to an hourly rate that you've quoted to a client in, a couple years.
Yeah. And I mean, even this morning when I was joking with the guys in the community about that car dealership project, mm-hmm. you know, I was joking like, oh, it could easily be the highest hourly rate ever. That's just because it's focused on the deliverable.
Right.
You know, and if you then break it down to the hourly rate, you're like, wow, I really made a lot of money per hour. But that's not what it's about. It's about the deliverable. So
yeah, and you can certainly, I don't know, I feel like you can build more profit in by doing it based on a deliverable, based on some project-based amount. And if it's a fair price, it's a competitive price, they don't need to know how much profit is built into that. That's
true.
None of their business.
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
Something you're both happy, and that's the ultimate goal.
Definitely. I couldn't agree more. And really in pricing, the whole goal is that you are solving a problem for the client. and you are providing the maximum quality for the right price.
Right.
Your price shouldn't be any higher than it is, because that would be like gouging the person, and the price shouldn't be any lower because of the value that you're providing them. And you always have to think in terms of, is this helping them sell themselves more? Am I actually doing something to sell my client's services? And don't forget, for like the little guys, the little commercial productions you're doing, you really have to build in delivering an audience to that media. And also metadata and SEO, there's a lot that goes into
it. Which means you're going to have to sell that.
Exactly.
I mean, they need to understand why your price is what it is. And that's a value that if you can bring that to your client, the most of the folks that you're competing with, they can't.
It's so true. It's so true. And a lot of times people are like, well, don't you get worried that your pricing isn't going to be where your competitors are? Well, now that I know my competitors based on some information that I've just seen last week, again, to upkeep that information, I'm actually priced below them and offer a higher quality.
Right.
So
yeah. And depending on the industry that you're in, that's a possibility. So that you're, I mean, that's like the gold standard for these folks to be able to get you at those prices that are less than what they're used to paying. That's not going to happen every day to most of you. But I do think, and I'll say this, understanding that it can be a little bit idealistic, or at least perceived that way, when you're out there in the real world trying to price things accurately, competitively, when there are other people in there trying to get the same business you are. But that said, your emphasis really needs to be on adding and bringing value to that client.
Always.
And the pricing will come. I understand that's hard to swallow, because you're thinking, yeah, but I'm not going to get the gig because they're charging $200 and I want to charge $500. I know. But stay the course. Keep focusing on value. Keep focusing on talking to people and getting those clients that know you and like you and will pay you for the value you can take them.
Yeah. And if they don't understand your value, they don't see the value, then you don't work with them. It's really just that simple. And, you know, I was telling people even today, Rob, that like in one particular instance with a group that I have been working with, you know, it took them months to understand my value.
Right. So you know, patience.
And patience is key, because if you ever feel, if the client ever feels like you seem needy, they're not going to work with you.
That is.
Because something's wrong.
Absolutely true. People can sense that in a heartbeat.
Yeah. And if you seem needy, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over, it's over, it's over.
Yeah, because ultimately people know, it just inherently they know that if you're that needy, first of all, I think it breaks down trust, because there's almost a desperation, and desperation leads people to do things that they wouldn't otherwise do. So you definitely have to steer clear of that sort of that, I've got to have this job perspective or persona, I should say.
Yeah.
Definitely be careful of that.
You really do. I think that there are many things you've got to be careful of when it comes to selling yourself, but it's got to be focused on value, that you're helping them increase their bottom line one way or another. And how are you going to do that? And I think that's all that we can really say on that. But anyway, that's going to do it for us today. Make sure you check out the book, Living the Drone Life, though, because we have a whole section on pricing. We talk a lot about this in detail, and you can get an idea of all the different ways of pricing, including multi-client discount, how that works. In fact, I don't think I've seen such a succinct way of talking about pricing than what's in that book. So
check it out.
I think
help.
It's a good thing.
It'll help.
Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
This is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sound have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.